In this first installment of the Rock King's House of History series, we look at the most important moments and figures in the development of rock and roll. I'm Johnny Ten and we're discussing what occurred on April 3rd. On this day in 1994, Nirvana and Hole's upcoming tour was postponed due to continuing reports and speculations about Kurt Cobain's drug issues. Many admirers were upset by the postponement, which turned out to be one of the last events before Cobain's tragic death. Moving on, Linkin Park's second record, Meteora, debuted at number one on the album list in 2003. The record was a smash triumph, with singles like Numb, Somewhere I Belong, and Breaking the Habit. Jim Morrison, the main vocalist of The Doors, surrendered to the FBI in Los Angeles in 1969. He was accused with six charges of lewd conduct and public exposure stemming from a performance on March 2nd in Miami. Morrison was eventually freed on bond. Paul McCartney taped an episode of MTV Unplugged in 1991, which featured acoustic renditions of some of his classic tracks, including Yesterday and Let It Be. Both fans and reviewers applauded the show. Tickets for the Beastie Boys Las Vegas benefit for the late DJ Jam Master Jay from Run DMC. Sold out in just 24 seconds in 2003, demonstrating the band's enormous fame and support for their cause. Finally, in 1975, officers were summoned to Steve Miller's house, where they were informed he had set fire to his friend's clothes. When the police came, they discovered Miller's companion putting out the fire. Miller struggled with officers when they attempted to detain him, and he was charged with resisting arrest. However, his friend asked for the charges to be dropped, and Miller was set free. This ends this episode of the Rock King's House of History for the day. Join us on next time as we look at more pivotal moments in the development of rock and roll. All of our links are available at rockkingbobbyd.com. Remember to subscribe, follow, and like us on all of our social media platforms. Until next time, this is Johnny Ten signing off.